Pinocchio's feet burn away. At last he found Geppetto's house. He went in and closed the door. He was cold and hungry. He was so hungry that he could not stand. So he sat down near the warm fireplace. He was very cold, so he put his feet near the fire. Soon he was warm, and he fell asleep. But his wooden feet were so near the fire that they burnt away. Pinocchio felt nothing. He slept and slept. Suddenly, somebody knocked at the door. Pinocchio opened his eyes. "Who is there?" asked Pinocchio. "Me," answered a voice. It was Geppetto's voice. Pinocchio wanted to jump up and open the door, but he fell down. "Open the door," cried Geppetto from the street.
"Oh, Papa, I can't," answered the puppet.
"Why can't you?"
"Because I have no feet."
"Open the door, I tell you," said Geppetto.
"I can't stand up."
"Oh, what shall I do? What shall I do?" At last, Geppetto jumped into the room through the window. He was very angry at first, but when he saw his Pinocchio without feet, he was very sorry for him. He took him in his arms and kissed him.